for sharing the lunch time with me. Thank you. So I will present a framework for building digital communication chains, which is called AFECT. So to give a little bit of background, so because of the context here, so AFECT is a software developed for providing solution for software defined radio. So this has started a little more than 10 years ago. And well, was for building the components and also the contents of the opponents. Also the goal is to, as you know, to replace some of the hardware components into software components. And I will start with a very basic chain. So AFECT is the goal is to handle that kind of chains where you have a source, several layers of encoding algorithms, and then some channels that add some noise. And it will be able to be used in two ways, either for simulating error correction algorithms for the purpose of validating algorithms and be sure that they have the proper correction rate that we expect. So when we do the simulation, you know, we launch a lot of random messages that we modify with some control noise, and we check that what we have at the output is match what we send in the input. And also, it can be used in real communication chains. For instance, with it has been used with some satellite usages or some video processing also. And it involves three academic teams in France, two in Bordeaux. So there is the IMS laboratory in Bordeaux, which is more in electronics and numerical communications. There is the Team Storm in Atinoia in Bordeaux, which is more on computer science and HPC, and Team Alsoc at LIPSIX. I will detail a little more. So Team Storm, which is the team I belong to, is a team that is initially only on computer science and HPC, so it's a little bit far from radio and SDR. We developed techniques for optimizing codes and programming models, usually for big supercomputers, but now we also target smaller devices for radio. The team from IMS in laboratory in Bordeaux is working on three domains, so analogic and mixed circuits, algorithms, and also numerical communications. So this is they are the main specialists of the team. And there is a team also in Paris at LIPSIS laboratory, which is somehow at the interface between the two domains, computer science, classical computer science, and radio. So AFECT is organized that way. So there is the top layer where you have all the management for the modules. Sorry. The communication modules, so the simulator and also the algorithmics for the error correcting codes. And AFECT is built on top of two pieces of software, so StreamPU, which is the runtime part, which is in charge of handling the tasks and mapping them on the CPU cores, and scheduling and optimizing. And also the MIP library, which is dedicated on programming, giving access to the low-level SIMD N36 routines. So I will detail a little more these components. So first, the MIP library. This is a C++ library, so what we call the wrapper library, which means that it is only a header only library, which is included at compile time by the compiler. to templates. And the way it works, so it provides an abstract layer that you express your program with. So for instance, here we have a register which symbolizes a vector register from SIMD instruction set that we load with several components. And then we do some arithmetic here. And then when you compile this part of code on different architectures that are supported, so for instance, we support the instruction set from Intel, so for instance, for AVX, the assignment that you see here will be translated into the corresponding AVX2 intrinsic from Intel. Likewise, the operation here, the plus, is translated into the plus for AVX2 instruction set. And if you compile the same code on an ARM architecture, then it will be translated into the Neon instruction set instead. So the